Rioting and looting swept across parts of Baltimore following Monday's funeral of Freddie Gray, whose suspicious death while in police custody last month outraged the city's predominantly African-American community. Local leaders condemn the violence, but some are not surprised given the long-standing frustration among blacks in the city. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings.
Yeah, the pain and frustration of young people, many of whom I know, who are crying out. And they're crying out, they're saying, look, we want to be better educated. They say we want jobs. They say we want recreation centers. But they're saying, what about us?
Baltimore is a tale of two cities. There is economic development downtown, but not far away, many black neighborhoods are plagued by poverty and crime. Cornell William Brooks heads the NAACP, the largest civil rights organization in the country.
The anger that we feel in Baltimore is very much related to the anger that has been felt in Ferguson, the anger that has been felt in Staten Island, the anger that has been felt in Cleveland, the anger that has been felt across the length and breadth of this country. But we have to go beyond anger to action.
Many African Americans in Baltimore are demanding more accountability from police and have long complained about aggressive policing tactics. The city has paid millions of dollars to settle lawsuits against police for inappropriate behavior. The death of Freddie Gray is just the latest in a string of incidents in which black men across the country have died during encounters with police. Steve is a teenage gang member who is calling for solutions.
If we could stick together doing something negative, then we could stick together doing something positive. If we start giving ear and listening to the youth more than just neglecting them, and then it'd probably be a change.
Now community leaders are focused on keeping the peace as tensions between young blacks and police remain high. Chris Simpkins, VOA News.